Mm-hmm. Another sutta, the honey malt sutta.
Yeah.
Where he kind of goes through the whole progression too. But then it goes from feeling to sanya.
Mm-hmm.
Is it to Pahansha,
right.
Sanya Sankara?
Yeah, Sanya Sankara is a whole flow of work.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering that sutta, that it starts off with the eye, the object, and the contact. And the, basically, it's like he goes through that and says, but if those aren't there, then it doesn't go to the Pahansha. So is that like just another way of saying the strength? So like if the eyes don't see the form or if you're not
seeing the form? Well, I mean, I mean that's part of it, but I mean it's not really in a sense. I mean, if there's external restraint, that's one thing, but then there has to be the internal understanding of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can restrain externally, but we'll proliferate like crazy internally.
I've wondered about that very question, and I've read both Bhikkhu Bodhi and Ajahn Jeff's translation of that sutta, and I don't know the Pali well enough, but it seems from reading those two that Bhikkhu Bodhi may have simplified the grammar in a way that perhaps obscures some of the meaning. The Pali grammar is not just, when there is no I. It's something like, when no I is delineated. And I probably missed, but that's what Ajahn Jeff translates it. And that could have a much broader range of meanings that, could allow for, the end of suffering without blindness.
I suggest Concept in Reality by Vika Nyananda. It's a whole book on
it's that, a whole book just
on that one process. That one line. And that's it's all about that one book. That's a summary.